The breast cancer survival rate for black women is 14% lower than for white women. And that is explained by evidence suggesting that black women are less likely to get an early diagnosis. By the time the disease is detected, in many cases, it's too late. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Hilda Hutchinson, an OBGYN in New York City, talked with NPR's Farai Chadea.
Dr. Hutchinson, for you, every month must be like Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So what do you do for your patients and what do you do here at the hospital in order to reach out to women?
Well, the first thing that I do is to educate. The second thing that I do is to motivate. As far as education goes, just telling women the statistics about breast cancer, especially in the African American community, where we know that although our incidence of breast cancer is lower than in the majority populations, we are more likely to die from the disease. And then the second is to motivate women to take charge of their own health care.
What are the implications of saying that black women are less likely to be diagnosed but more likely to die?
Part of the reason why we're more likely to die from the disease is because we're more likely to get the diagnosis later than other populations. Some of that is because of access, because many of us don't have health insurance, because we don't live near a facility where we can get care. And sometimes it's a lack of education to know to examine your breast, to know that there are signs and symptoms related to breast disease, to know that it is important to go to a doctor today if you find a mass and not to wait several months to see if it's going to go away. So all of those issues play a part in the diagnosis being made later and therefore our mortality being higher.
Give me an example of some things that would make you go to the doctor that you should absolutely say, I've got to go and see the doctor right away.
Well, I recommend that all women examine their breasts on a monthly basis. Every month after you finish your menstrual period, wait a couple of 2-3 days and then examine your breasts. It's the best time to examine your breasts. If you're no longer having menstrual periods, say you're menopausal or you've had your uterus removed, then you choose one day of every month. Let's say the first of the month, you're going to examine your breasts. If you find anything unusual in your breasts, you feel a lump, a thickening, a discharge from the breast, if you have some unusual tenderness in your breasts, if you see a red area and warm area on your breasts, and that's something new for you, you need to call up a doctor, a nurse practitioner, call somebody and say to that person, something unusual is going on in my breasts and I need to be seen now.
You know, it really strikes me that on the one hand, you're saying African American women and all women need to be their own healthcare advocate, go in, really push for the doctor to give them the services that they need or the services we need. But a lot of people don't feel comfortable doing that. What would you say to them?
I have to say, like I say, for everything else that a woman wants and a woman needs, is you have to be aggressive, assertive. And if there's one thing in your life that you are assertive about, it should be your health care. This is your life you're talking about. If you're not assertive, you risk the chance that you're going to die earlier than you should have. And leaving, in many cases, young children alone.
I myself have not yet had my first mammogram, but I've heard
about
you. It as being your bosom being squished like the ham in a sandwich.
Oh,
that doesn't sound
it's
fun.
It's like sticking your breast in a refrigerator door and slamming it. It is uncomfortable. And I heard patients complain about these mammograms when I was a young doctor, and I go, oh, it can't be that bad. Well, let me tell you, the first time I had one, I had tears streaming down my eyes because it is uncomfortable. But the way that I motivate women to do it is it's once a year. It can save your life. It's very important. So it's the same topic comes up again. You need to live.
What age should you start getting mammograms if you have no history of breast cancer and what if you do in your family?
If you have no history of breast cancer in your family, then your first mammogram should be at age 40. And then it should be yearly after age 40. if you have a history of breast cancer in your family, particularly if it was your mother and she had breast cancer before the age of 40 or before menopause, then you need to start a little bit earlier. Generally, it's around 35, but let's say your mother had breast cancer when she was 30. Then you may need to start having your mammograms at age 25. Otherwise, it's 40 and then every year afterwards.
What if you go in and you get a diagnosis that you have breast cancer?
Well, getting a diagnosis of breast cancer is always traumatic because the first response of any woman who's given a bad diagnosis like that is that I'm going to die and I need to get everything in order. But getting a diagnosis of breast cancer does not mean that you're going to die today. We have a lot of therapies that we didn't have 20 years ago. So most women in my practice who get the diagnosis of breast cancer are still alive 10 years later with no signs of disease because we have surgical therapies and we also have medications that you can take after your surgery or radiation or chemotherapy. So today it's not a death sentence. There are treatments for women who have a diagnosis of breast cancer.
One thing that I've seen a couple of articles on is whether breast self-examinations work. You recommended them, but should people be concerned that that's not really going to catch breast cancer?
There have been reports and suggestions by some physicians that women shouldn't or don't need to examine their breasts, that it makes no difference in their mortality. I disagree with that. I'm a firm believer that if you are really in touch with your body, often your body will let you know that something's not right. I can't tell you the number of women who come to me and said, in the middle of the night, I touched my breast and there it was. There was something there. Many women are in the shower and just in massaging their bodies with soap, they find that there's something there. But that's because they are in touch with their bodies. And so doing your self-examination on a monthly basis gives you that knowledge that you're not going to get just by going and expecting a doctor to pick it up when you're seeing a doctor once a year.
Dr. Hilda Hutcherson, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.